forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Now we break in for a second. We have a game coming up, a championship game at 12:30. King Cove's on the docket, so stay tuned.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Trump administration is now imposing 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports. Canada is striking back with retaliatory measures due to take effect tomorrow. So is the European Union. In Brussels, Terry Schultz reports that as of April, the EU plans to impose tariffs on billions of dollars worth of U.S. goods, including on American beef, poultry, bourbon, and jeans.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she regrets the retaliatory action, noting that prices will go up on both sides. But she added it's necessary to protect consumers and business. She says the bloc remains open for negotiations. Greg Svingen with the Rude Peterson business advisory firm says as damaging as tariffs are, the uncertainty of whether they'll be removed is also bad.
Businesses need to plan for healthy economies and happy citizens. It's that clear. It's a race to the bottom. May cooler heads prevail.
The EU measures will be applied not just to steel and aluminum, but also to items such as leather goods and agricultural products. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Economists have warned that the trade war will drive up already high consumer prices. Today, the government reports that inflation cooled in February for the first time in months. That was before the latest wave of tariffs. After U.S. and Ukrainian negotiators agreed on the parameters of a 30-day ceasefire, it is now up to Russia to sign on. Or not. Here's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed the ceasefire deal and thanked President Trump for the constructive conversation between, quote, our teams. The pressure is now on Moscow to agree. Samuel Chirap is a Russia analyst with the RAND Corporation think tank. He says Russia is not really in a better position than Ukraine.
While they are relatively winning, they have not defeated the Ukrainians by any means. And therefore, by definition, both sides will have to compromise.
He says one thing Ukraine and Russia have in common is they both need a long-term, not a temporary pause to this war. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kyiv.
The U.S. Department of Education's the next agency to face mass layoffs as the administration moves to shutter the agency and rein in federal spending. Last night, the Education Department announced its actions would affect nearly half of its workforce. Critics say the impact on historically underserved communities will be acute. The president of the National Education Association warns of ballooning class sizes and other problems. Becky Pringle says no state will be spared.
We are already seeing funding levels being proposed that will not be able to meet the needs of students. That will slash those over 400,000 jobs that the federal government, education jobs, that the federal government pays for in communities all over this country. Every single state will be impacted by these cuts.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 82 points at 41,350. It's NPR News. California is preparing for heavy rainfall in the coming hours, prompting officials to issue evacuation orders for parts of the Los Angeles area prone to mudslides and debris flows after January's fires. The National Weather Service says a Pacific storm with atmospheric river will also deliver heavy mountain snow and strong winds to the Sierra Nevada. Well, it's a slow week on the Billboard charts, but a K-pop star is making her move. NPR's Stephen Thompson has a story.
Kendrick Lamar has the number one album in the country with GNX. And for the third straight week, he's also got the number one song, Luther featuring SZA. This world, concrete, that was broke, Most of this week's top 10 albums and singles look similar to the albums and singles on last week's top 10. But there's one notable addition. Alter Ego by Lisa, a member of the K-pop girl group Blackpink, enters the album chart at number 7. Lisa is the second member of Blackpink to debut in the top 10 with a solo album. Rosé did it in December, and they may get company next week when the new album by Blackpink member Jennie is set to hit the charts. Stephen Thompson, NPR News.
U.S. stocks end the day mixed. The Nasdaq closed up 212 points, or 1.2%, to end the day at 17,648. The S&P was up 27 points. The Dow closed down more than 80 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Don't
Yeah, that's the Azerbaijanis, but don't say goodnight. We'll keep it mellow here till 12:30. Then the game's on. We have King Cole playing Cake. Yeah, a nice little town in Frederick Sound, Indian Reservation. Clinkets, I believe. And they have bears living there with them. It's pretty cool. We delivered fish here one year. It was folks are just a blast. Really a neat town. Anyway, let's start out now with Chicago with Year of the Inspiration, Journey with Faithfully, and then Berlin with Take My Breath Away.
You know our love was meant to be the kind of love to last forever. And I want you here with me from tonight until the end of time. You should know.
Along the wire, yeah. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. And love and the music, man, ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, you stay. I'm forever yours, faithfully.
Watching.
up next here we have a little Elton John with, I guess that's why they call it the blues. And Brian Adams after that with Heaven. And Spandau Ballet with True. And we might have time for all that. The game's going to start here pretty quick.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, the time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers. Just stare into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps. I simply love you.
Yeah, our game between King Cove and Cake has been delayed a little while, so just stay tuned. It should start here pretty quick. A little bit late. That's common, I guess. Here's Spandau Ballet.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're still waiting for the game. Until then, we have a little Whitney Houston coming at us with The Greatest Love of All, and then Depeche Mode with It's No Good. Little Steve Winwood after that.
We'll be right back. understood. Don't say you're happy out there without me. I know you can't be, 'cause it's no good.
Okay, the latest on the game, there's a game playing. They must have had overtime. I'm just guessing on that. But when that's over, then the King Cove Cake game will start. So stay tuned. Don't go away. Thank you.
She calls everybody baby.